This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. President Biden is supporting Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who sharply criticized Israel's prime minister yesterday while calling for new elections. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
President Biden is backing the Senate's top Democrat after Chuck Schumer called for new elections in Israel. Schumer yesterday blistered Israel's leader.
Prime Minister Netanyahu has lost his way,
saying Israel has lost global support as Palestinian casualties grow during its offensive in Gaza.
He made a good speech, and I think he expressed a serious concern shared not only by him, but by many Americans.
The president's backing is the latest sign the U.S. relationship with Israel is heading toward a fracture amid the Gaza war. The latest challenge is Israel's plan to go after Hamas in Rafah, where Palestinians have clustered to avoid fighting elsewhere. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the U.S. insist Israel must have a clear plan to minimize civilian harm.
And we've not yet seen such a plan.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Stalled talks aimed at securing a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are expected to restart in earnest in Qatar as soon as Sunday. That is according to two Egyptian officials who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. The talks would mark the first time both Israeli officials and Hamas leaders joined the indirect negotiations since the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan earlier this week. In recent days, Hamas gave mediators a new proposal for a three-stage plan that would end the fighting, and Israel is sending negotiators to Qatar for the new talks. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit